comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and/or Clear Channel Radio.
La, 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 la. Trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, still can't understand Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's sports night with Parker and the man.
Good evening, Detroit!
That was good. What are you looking at me for?
Hey, you know.
John Davis is in. Rob Parker's out. That was John's dulcet tones giving you the good evening, Detroit. Monday, June 16th, 2014. A fresh week of programs, fresh shows, fresh, crisp, straight out of the oven,
just hot,
ready to go. Hot and cold. We're hot and we're cold. We're up and we're down. This is your Summer of Love week here on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, because summer begins on Saturday. So all week long, and it's going to feel like it too, with temps in the upper 80s and thunder boomers out there on occasion starting pretty much tomorrow. For the most part, it's going to be hit and miss stuff, but some could be pretty heavy. So we'll get to that some other time, but it's the Summer of Love on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. All summer long. And I got to look at John Davis, Nick Deere, and Gary as I'm talking about the Summer of Love. My name's Mark. Welcome to it on this June 16th. I'm going to tell you, we got a quiet week in many ways. I hope a quiet. You know, actually, I'd like a quiet week. It would be nice. Compared to last week when you had the U.S. Open golf, you had the Martin Keimer dominated U.S. Open golf. Boy, that was something. MIS race at the Speedway down in the Irish Hills.
Brooklyn.
Won by Jimmy Johnson. First time ever in Michigan, Jimmy Johnson won a race at MIS. Lions minicamp was last week. That's done. That's finished. NBA and Cup Finals, both done. The winter sports are now history. Gary, give it up for the fact that the winter sports are now done for the year, for the season, after starting way back in basically October. We have finally finished with your champions being your Los Angeles Kings and your San Antonio Spurs. Nothing going on there in San Antonio. There was literally nothing going on in San Antonio. The start to the World Cup last week, that, of course, will continue for like the next 3 months since they play games like 9 days apart. So let the dog days of summer begin, John Davis. Let them begin. How you doing?
I'm good. And also we got the Tigers and the Kansas City Royals starting a big series tonight.
Absolutely. This is very exciting because tonight is the battle of the JVs. You got your Jason Vargas and your Justin Verlander. So it's the battle of the JVs tonight, downtown Detroit, on a steamy, hot, beautiful Monday as we head towards summertime. And we might get a chance to see the new call-up. You know, Corey Knebel went down and up for the first time ever. And again, Gary, please give it up to a brand-new Detroit Tiger, Mr. Blaine Hardy. Please welcome Mr. Blaine Hardy. That's Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y, left-handed
pitcher.
What has
he done? Can you tell me?
He's done nothing.
Yeah, have fun with that.
7 years in the minor leagues, and Blaine Hardy finally got his call-up to the majors.
You know, and also, you know, this is a must-win series for the Tigers. Especially,
no,
yeah, Mark, yes it is.
June.
Because they're not facing James Shields. If they can't eke out a series victory with not facing James Shields.
Well, it's over. You ready to call it call it done? We should stop watching for the rest of the summer.
I'm not ready to call it done, but in the old words of Bobby Ross, abandon ship.
Well, it's four games. You got four games instead of the three that we thought, because I think one's a make up the rain out. So you got Kansas City in town. Logic would tell you that you'd like to at least take the two, split the series, take three out of four. If you don't, I suppose there will be hell to pay should they lose all four or three out of four. And there certainly would be a thing. I'm not trying to diminish the fact you're playing an in-conference team, on your home court. So, but you got Blaine Hardy up now. This guy's got a, 2.68 ERA.
He's got good stuff.
He's got good stuff.
There you go.
What? Over the legend that is Blaine Hardy? Are you kidding me? A couple of guests tonight at 8 o'clock. You know him, you love him, you really cannot live without him. And that is Fox Sports Detroit Piston analyst Gregory Special K. Kelser will be on. He'll break down a little bit of last night, what we saw with the Spurs and the Heat, and what LeBron does moving forward. We'll talk about that, too, with you at 248-848-1130. Also from Las Vegas tonight, the guy that does a great show when it comes to odds making in all sports, and that's Brian Blessing. And we're going to have Brian on for the first time ever. That's in the 9 o'clock. And I said, Brian, go check with your peeps what the futures are for all the major sports teams here. Just don't want to get a gauge right now on the numbers on the Lions for 2014, the overall kind of thing. The Red Wings for next season, the Pistons for next season now with Stan Van Gundy and Jeff Bauer in charge. Let's see what the Tigers, what they're thinking now towards October in the World Series. Those odds change all the time. Maybe a little Michigan State.
Right.
So we'll do that with him. And later on tonight, if you missed Rob's segment on Sports Final Edition with Jamie Edmonds on Father's Day 2014, we'll play that for you. A couple of the best minutes of radio in the history of television.
There you go, with the peeps and CWPS. And
I think we had the, I don't know if we had any riffraff. We might have had
don't know if we had any media riffraff.
I don't know if we had any riffraff. I did want to say something first before I forget and before I let it go on, because everybody is mentioning it today. It was a ton of Facebook and Twitter hits on it today, obviously, and that's the death of Tony Gwynn at the age of 54. So young, succumbed to cancer. Yeah. He'd been fighting it for a long time. His son still plays in the majors. He's with the Phillies. I won't make a big stink about numbers, but I'll just give you a couple of great numbers and then one amazing statistic. 3,141 hits makes him sixth all-time amongst people who played for one team. I believe the other five more hits than Gwynn had are D. Jeter, Stan Musial, Cal Ripken, Carl Yastrzemski, and there's five other guys that have more than those hits. But he was amongst elite in that category. He won eight batting titles. His lifetime batting average was .338. This is the best stat you'll hear, though. You ready, John?
Ready.
Tim Kirkchin came up with this, so I don't want to take any credit for finding this or having this. This is all him. For a five-year stretch in the major leagues, on the highest level you can play in baseball, 5 years, Tony Gwynn was the second leading batter. This is going to blow your mind. second leading batter in 5 years. What are you mentioning that for? He was the second leading batter in all of baseball with two strikes as opposed to anybody with no strikes. He averaged .335 for a five-year span. That was with the two-strike count.
So you're not getting the best. You're not getting anything.
Okay, that's just his average with two strikes. The only batter better starting from scratch with each at-bat was Mike Piazza in that five years. Second, with two strikes as opposed to anybody with none.
I don't know if you got this stat in front of you. What was his strikeout for his career?
He struck out like 435 times or
in his career. We know players who struck out 100 times in a season.
Well, Mark Reynolds struck out 239 in 1 year, and Tony Gwynn did 430 whatever it was in 20 years.
That's amazing.
Now he's amongst the best, and the people praising him, of course, is a great guy, great in the community. He loved his city, San Diego. He made his life there. He actually coached the college baseball team when he was done, was all finished up with his career. And the problem with Tony Gwynn, and we'll always know this, I mean, the only Detroit connection is 84.
84, yeah.
When the Padres played the Tigers in the World Series. But amazing to think that a guy was already into his career, played in the World Series in 84, and didn't play in another one until 98. He is the San Diego Padres. There is no other San Diego Padres. Tony Gwynn is the Padres. They don't have any other legacy.
No, you don't. It's Tony Gwynn, and you're thinking, who else?
Well, they came into being in 1969. They had no significance until Gwynn and those guys started rolling with Dick Williams, and then Steve Garvey came over. Kurt Bavakwa and all those guys
in
84.
They beat the Cubs in the National League Championship Series.
When they shouldn't have in 84, when they were down 2-0 in that NLCS. So it was only, like, I think Gwynn started, what, 81, whatever. 81, so 12 years prior to Gwynn's even appearance in San Diego.
They weren't even relevant.
They started.
Yeah.
They just came out of nowhere. I mean, there was the expansion of 69. And then Gwynn plays all the way to 01. He's part of the 98 World Series team against the Yankees, which lost to the Yankees. And then they haven't been significant since.
And you know what? And when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, there were people saying that, well, he shouldn't have been, you know, he shouldn't have been inducted. This was a sympathy vote for him, you know.
Who should have been inducted to the Hall of Fame?
Tony Gwynn.
Why wouldn't he be inducted?
Well, no, I'm sorry, not Tony Gwynn. About? I'm talking about the Curry. I'm sorry.
50,000 hit. What are you talking about?
Never mind. Scratch that from the record. Scratch that from the record. I got Tony Gwynn and Minnesota.
Kirby Puckett?
Curry
Puckett. They mirrored their careers, mirrored each other, and Kirby Puckett obviously had to bow out early. Because of all sorts of issues, health-wise and other. But no, I mean, Tony Gwynn, I mean, it's...
No.
It was...
Hall of Fame.
Should have probably broken Tom Seaver's record for the most percentage of votes given on a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, who doesn't vote for Tony Gwynn on the first time? And you know what? That whole 3,000 hit, 338 lifetime average thing.
That's overrated.
I don't know what to... And plus, the guy stole like 400 bases, too. I think one year he had nearly 60 steals in a season. And, oh, by the by, throwing 5 gold gloves with that, too. So he could feel like crazy. He had a great arm. He was one of those guys that could get over a fence and rob a guy of a homer. Yeah. I mean, like you see Torrey Hunter do and others do. I mean, Tony Gwynn mastered that. And he got very little credit. And again, my whole point is, if he had played anywhere else,
he'd be huge.
Even
St. Louis.
Well, even if it was still the West Coast, it played in L.A. or even Oakland or San Francisco, I think. San Diego, so insignificant in the baseball world and baseball America, that I really don't think people fully appreciated that this guy is one of the, I would say, top 10 players in the history of the game. I mean, that's just a combination of everything. He had some power, not a lot. But he could hit the occasional game-winning ding for you. And maybe that was the one little chink in the armor is that he didn't have a 300 home run career. If he had, he'd probably be the greatest player ever. I mean, it's one of the top three. But because of the homers, it keeps him down a little bit more. And the fact that he played his entire career in San Diego. Never a thought to even, you know, over the years you heard, even with Ripken, there was various rumors towards the end that there might be a movement there. A lot of great players obviously finished their careers in other cities, and there was never heard one mention San Diego ever even sniffed trading Tony Gwynn for anything.
No, because, you know, the minute they trade him, they're back to being the Padres.
Well, you know, the sad part was, even with Gwynn, outside of the two World Series years,
they were the Padres.
He was saddled with some of the worst pitching in the history of baseball. If you go back and look at the rotations they had, at guys who mopped up, at their closer situation, brutal.
You know what? The second, I just came up with the second most famous San Diego is Padre is a chicken.
Might be the chicken. That's not even that. It is funny. Ted Gianolis, the chicken, the original chicken, might be this. Well, actually, he might be more famous than Tony Gwynn. The San Diego chicken probably is more famous than Tony Gwynn because that's the problem. Gwynn isn't that famous.
Because he was in San Diego.
San Diego, but the chicken kind of went worldwide and international, so the chicken got more play than Gwynn did. You're kind of right, though, John. I mean, if I had to think of the second most famous Padre player, he was there for a second. Nate Colbert? And who's a really famous San Diego Padre? Gary, you got anybody? No, nobody.
He got nothing. We got nothing.
I mean, he stands alone. He stands alone as the only real Padre.
Gwynn.
Ken Caminiti. Yeah,
okay.
Caminiti.
Okay.
I suppose. That's pushing down the food chain when you go to Caminiti.
Right.
But that's true.
Got flipping one of the through awards. The encyclopedia at that time.
Alomar. You know, I don't even think anybody thinks of Roberto Alomar.
No.
Dave Winfield was a Padre. But you don't think of Winfield as a Padre.
As a Padre.
You don't think of Roberto Alomar as a Padre.
No.
You think of their second teams, the Yankees, Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what it's time for, even though Rob's not here.
What time is it?
It's time. Oh, look, you put the thing up there. It's time for the official Hank Aaron time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Of course, we do it every night that we're on the air. It's the tribute to Hank Aaron's 40th anniversary since number 715 to pass the Bambino.
Babe Ruth.
George Herman Ruth, 714 home runs. So 715 hit 40 years ago. You get to hear the dulcet tones of Mr. Milo Hamilton. And it also tells you that that's what time it is. It's 715 on the Eastern Seaboard. We got World Cup soccer going on. We haven't mentioned it yet, but here we go. It was halftime, and John had to inform me there's no halftime show. I said, who's performing at halftime?
They're watching the pitch grow.
Well, and then you tell me that they're playing like 1,600 miles from Sao Paulo, the capital and headquarters of the World Cup 2014, the FIFA World Cup. How could you be 1,600 miles? 1,600 miles is like going from Detroit. I got to go west. I think you'd be in the Atlantic Ocean if you go east.
What? Salt Lake City.
Is that 1,600 miles?
That's about.
How is that the same country?
Brazil's huge.
I know it's. I thought it was bigger up there where they're not doing anything. I hate the fact that I. 1,600?
Yeah.
Nick, dear, just shake your head. Did you know it was 1,600 miles away from there? Gary, 1,600? 1,600 miles?
Yeah.
I heard they were going to have like. You're moving that thing around. Don't we want to see that? Nick, do you want to see the thing?
Oh.
That's the big caricature. It's the big Parker and the Man caricature. That keeps Rob in
the house.
In our hearts and minds. He's on assignment, by the by. So they're 1,600 miles away. I thought there would at least be a halftime spectacular because I saw J-Lo and Pitbull do the opening ceremony thing. So I said, what's coming up at halftime of the Ghana-USA game? And he says, nothing.
They're watching the pitch grow.
Who? The whole place is just sitting there watching the grass?
Yes.
There's no entertainment?
None.
And they have like a 20-minute break?
Yes.
Why couldn't you get the Stones out there? Miley Cyrus, you know why? Because she does wrecking ball, and that's what they should do to most of that country. Part of it's very beautiful.
Outside of Copacabana Beach, outside of... It is very desolate.
Hang on to it.
Abject poverty.
EP is just back. EP is in the house, and he's got pizza. We continue Juniza tonight, too, so we'll do that. But it is still 1-0, I believe, right?
Still 1-0.
Clint Dempsey scored at what time there?
33 seconds into the match.
Clint Dempsey, not Clint Black or Patrick Dempsey. Clint Dempsey scored, and it's been 1-0 since the first of minute play, if you want to do it exactly how they say it. So in the first minute of play, 33 seconds to be exact, the United States looking to be this could be a big deal because of what happened today. And we'll get to that in sports wrap time because, God, I just can't spend that much time on it. I know y'all are taking it seriously, and I'm going to try to do it. I think that it should be taken seriously. We have huge soccer fans. They do their thing. Football, especially when there is no football, we could actually refer to it as football. No one would be confused because there is no football actually going on.
Especially
we're the
when,
only ones that call it soccer.
The OTAs are over.
Right. Since OTAs and a mini camp's done and there's 5 weeks till training camp starts, we could actually refer to it
as football.
As football. Although I did see that the Atlanta Falcons will be on Hard Knocks this year. I was hoping Jim Caldwell would go for the HBO
thing. I wanted Cleveland. I wanted that train.
But they already said no early.
I know. I wanted that train.
Manziel said there's no way we're going to do Hard Knocks with Manziel, even though HBO would love that. So I thought, why don't Martin Mayhew and Jim Caldwell and Tom Lewan like kind of run in there? But hey, why don't we do it?
But that's not their personality. You know that.
Yeah, but I would have loved to seen that. I think that would have been great that the Lions, you know, took a chance and said, you know, let's put our stuff out there. Let's have the 5 week series. It starts August 5 with, I mean, Atlanta. Mike Smith? You want to see that for 5 weeks? Matt Ryan?
Matty Ice.
And Tony Gonzalez not even there anymore.
No.
See, he might have been kind of interesting, but now they got nobody in Atlanta that I'm interested in.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones doesn't interest me. Does it interest you?
Well, no, I mean, he's there.
I would have rather seen the Lions on Hard Knocks for a change. I mean, I've seen the Jets. I've seen the last year was the Bengals. Bengals are pretty interesting. Yeah. I like Marvin Lewis. I watched that. I watched that whole series. I love that series. Well done.
It is. It is a well done series.
I mean, it's as good as it gets television-wise in sports is HBO's Hard Knocks. So that's the Atlanta Falcons will be on Hard Knocks. Wah, wah.
The Lions are a London opponent.
That's right. And that's the only reason probably to watch it, so you get a gauge on what the Falcons are up to in training camp before the Lions and the Falcons take on in London, England. 248-848-1130 is the number. We got pizza. Pizza's in the house. We'll keep tabs of that. Keep tabs of the Tigers. No score. They're already started in the first. Miguel Cabrera at the bat against Jason Vargas. It's the battle of the JVs tonight. Jason Vargas and Justin Verlander. John Davis is in for Rob Parker. We got a couple of things to do later. There's so much to do, and really is, in fact, so much time we have to do it in. What I mean by that is little time. Again, the number 248-848-1130. We live stream. Nick Deere is at the controls right now. Wave, Nick. Nobody can see him, but he's waving.
We're waving back.
Kind of makes more sense if he came in here and actually waved, I suppose, every time we, like, ask the guys in the other room or
to come over
the gals.
And yeah, wave.
Wave.
Or as Rob called them, the video streaming minions.
Well, why don't they put a camera in there and you can see what Gary and EP and Nick are up to? That'd be better. Why don't you take one
of these? Time to be asleep.
Tell you what. wait a second, John. I'll sacrifice my own camera, Nick, if you want to bring it in that room and just show yourselves. It would be like a little behind-the-scenes thing. You know, like to show the directorial stuff at the Emmys and the Oscars
right.
and stuff. Wouldn't you like to do that?
The director's cut.
I'm hearing crickets. So check it out at parkerandtheman.com or premiersportstalknetwork.com. You can check us on Twitter and Facebook and email us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. 248-848-1130. We'll get cooking with this thing next. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan, and we're going to eat some pizza.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Another week of Juniza coming at you on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. Parker and the Man program. In fact, here comes EP. Wave to the people, EP. EP, wave to the folk. And he's bringing in Luigi's Pizza Cafe tonight. Hello. It even says what it is on the box.
It is the Popeye Pizza.
You got to turn your mic on. You're going to hand it yourself, buddy.
It'll be nice if the signal's working. Now it is. It is the Popeye Pizza, spinach, roasted red peppers, herbs, fontina, provolone, mozzarella cheese.
It's beautiful. You open it up and show the people with your camera what we're working with here tonight. Jesus criminy, dude. Almost dropped the darn thing. You see it, Nick? Tell me what you want to do. Tilt up higher. Up higher.
Up higher. Up higher.
Hold on to it, John. Put your thumbs on it. You got it? There you go. All right, you can set it down before it falls onto the floor. You're just racking up everything here. It's tough. Tough to maneuver. It's a big pie.
It's a big pie.
I thank the good people at Luigi's right there on Plymouth Road in Livonia. Their number is 734-261-0600. Dine and carry out and delivery, of course, from Luigi's. And you can check it on our Facebook. Nick will have that up on our Facebook page. The pizza itself, and well, we got no calls anyhow. And we're just starting with this thing tonight. Thank you, EP. I thought I'd just take the first bite. I'm not going to sit here and bother you with the eating on camera all night.
And how was the...
If you're a cheese lover, that's awesome. Come on, John, you can have one.
All right, I'm going to dig in.
John actually brought, like... orange juice accoutrement to plan for a pizza party. Hold on. Let's hear that music louder, Gary. There you go. It's a fascinating program tonight. We're already top two. There's no score, Tigers and Royals. And last we looked, it's still 1-0 USA.
1-0 over Ghana.
So we'll be enjoying Luigi's Pizza in Livonia all night long. Where's the thing? Is it on top of the thing? You got it there?
There
you go. Luigi's Pizza right there. Very affordable, very good, outstanding. I can already tell you that now. 31530 Plymouth Road. And again, check our Facebook page. Coming up at 8 o'clock, as mentioned, Gregory Special K. Kelser will do some Spurs Heat business. Just out of curiosity, John, what is your feeling? And this is how I'll present this tonight when we get to the Spurs and the Heat. We already saw the series. It was not a series. Spurs win. I can give you all the numbers. It doesn't make sense. It's already old by now. It's 7:30. Come September 29th, I believe, will be the first day of practice for the 2014-15 season. What does your gut tell you that LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and Way of Wade will be doing on September 29th? Gut feeling. What is your gut reaction to that? Where are they?
First gut reaction, I think LeBron will be in Miami. Chris Bosh will not be in Miami.
The one who wants to stay in Miami. Yeah. You think he'll be gone?
Yeah, I think
Chris on his own volition?
Yes.
Really?
No. I think it will be a trade.
They'll trade Chris Bosh?
Yeah. Or really? He leaves. It's one or the other.
And he ain't leaving. He says he's the one who says, well, all three are staying in the first place. He's the one that came out the first one and said, we're not going anywhere. Now, LeBron and D-Wade can tell you what they want, but that, I mean, he opened up his big yapper and inserted foot a little bit. Not that I believe what Chris Bosh says, and not that LeBron's going to have a decision to make, but still, you think that LeBron and D-Wade are there and Bosh
No. I think Dwayne Wade is going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting with Nicky Harrison.
Come to Jesus as if my talent level is no longer what it used to be and I'm not worth $20 million anymore.
Right.
It could be. He better prove something in this offseason that there's still some life left in those.
I don't think there's any life left. And if I'm the ownership group, I'm not paying him $20 million.
Because Rob was gloating today. He even texted me. See, I tried to tell you about LeBron. Okay, ha-ha. I said, ha-ha, trying to tell me. Of course, look, I was very kind of soft on the whole, I'm going to pick the Heat. I'm really not sure why I'm doing it. Maybe I don't believe that Tim Duncan can still get this done at his age. Something's going to start falling apart. And it turned out to be the Heat falling apart, not the Spurs.
Well, and I picked the Spurs in six in Miami. But with, you know.
I picked the number of games. I did pick the number of games. I picked five.
You said five. Wrong team, right? Number
well,
of games.
Well, I didn't think for either side it'd be a long series. If someone had taken an advantage, it wouldn't be a long time. It wouldn't be seven games. I didn't see a back-and-forth kind of shootout thing. I thought someone's going to dominate. I just figured I'm going to take a chance. I'll say Miami. But I was really – I'm not trying to get out of it, okay? But I was very non-committal to the idea that this is a steamroll for LeBron to a third title. I think the 15 run by the Spurs is amazing. I mean, I think it's off the charts. It's as good as anything.
Yeah. And also, you know, starting in 99 with that first championship, you know, Tim Duncan was the first player in history to win championships in three different decades. You know, that speaks to his longevity.
Well, it just means he got in there at 99.
What?
To play in those, like, extra decades, like Tim McCarver played four decades. Why? Yeah. He started in 1959. Yeah. Willie McCovey, the exact same thing. McCovey played from 59 to 80. So that gets him in parts of four decades.
Yeah, but
I told Smoltzy, John Smoltz. Started in 89. I said, you got to get and play in 2010 so you get four decades in. And it just didn't happen. He finished in 09. All right, we got a sports wrap coming up. We'll do basketball business. And we talk to a Gregory, Special K.
Kelser,
who I've only known now for 30. I don't even want to tell you how long I've
wow.
known the guy. I don't want to tell you. I should have gone there. It makes me sound old and make Gregory sound. The sad part is, you know how much more Kelser weighs now than when I met him? Like 1 pound.
No, I mean,
I asked him.
Yeah,
how much do you make more? You weigh more than your Michigan State.
When you see Greg Kelsey, it's like, have you just where is the
he stopped?
He's just
he has
stopped.
No metabolism yeah. or something. I asked him. I'm serious. I said, how much more do you weigh today than you weighed at Michigan State when you played as a junior? And he said, 1 pound. One. He said, what about you? I went, 1 pound. If you had a like 100 of into one,
a couple hundred of the ones together.
We'll get you caught up on the soccer and the thing with the baseball and see what's going on there with Verlander tonight. Here we go with Justin Verlander tonight against the Royals. And our number, 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, John Davis in for Rob on Detroit's 1130 WDFM, The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Tommy, you'll be first up, 248-848-1130, but first a sports wrap. And look how pretty this is, too. Isn't that just a pretty,
that's
partly
a pretty
eaten
pie.
Piece of pie?
That's a pretty pie.
Piece of pie from Luigi's Pizza Cafe in Livonia on Plymouth Road. Time for a sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts right there at 7 Mile and Outer Drive. Hey, EP, go get a haircut. That's far. That's our motto at Sporty Cuts. All right, the Tigers and Royals well underway now. We're in the second. Both have at least a hit. The two JVs are pitching tonight, Jason Vargas and Justin Verlander. It's the start of the four-game set with Kansas City. So a long way to go before this sucker's done, and the Tigers enter play just, what, a game and a half up in the American League Central. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. World Cup soccer in Brazil. Team USA is hanging on to their 1-0 margin over Ghana. Could be a huge victory for Jurgen Klinsmann and the Americans. Clint Dempsey scored 33 seconds in to give Team USA the only goal scored in the game so far, and that's where it stands on the pitch, 1,600 big miles away from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Other games today, Germany blew out Portugal, 4-0, very surprising. Thomas Müller had the hat trick, and Portugal got a red card. Pepe's been suspended for their next game, which happens to be against Team USA on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Iran and Nigeria played to a 0-0 draw, the first draw of the tournament. And as Alexi Lala said, you know, there's some really exciting 0-0 games. This, however, was not one of them. It was really dull. I watched almost the entire way. Other baseball, American League, Angels and Indians tied at 2. That's in the second. All these games are in the second inning that I mentioned here. Asdrubal Cabrera, his 7th of the season. No score, Twins. Red Sox, 1-0 Rays over the Orioles. Eduardo Escobar, his 4th. One interleague game later tonight, Padres at Seattle. And again, going to be a tough one tonight for San Diego on the passing at the age of 54 of their all-time great player, Tony Gwynn. National League Phillies over the Braves, 1-0 second. As I mentioned, Ryan Howard, he hit his 12th. Marlins over the Cubs, 2-0. Giancarlo Stanton, number 19. Other games start later. College World Series, Louisville's the first team out. Lost today to Texas in an elimination game. So the Longhorns will move on. The LA Kings celebrated their second Stanley Cup in 3 years with a parade in downtown Los Angeles today. How about that Rochester Hills Alec Martinez with the goal in double OT? And Stony Creek High School. You got to give it up to Alec Martinez for being the big hero in game number 5 against the Rangers. The Spurs will do the same on parades and rallies in San Antonio for the 5th NBA title in the Pop Duncan era. PGA Tour back to normal after Martin Keimer's U.S. Open domination, his animation domination. The Travelers in Cromwell, Connecticut this Thursday. And NASCAR is out of Michigan. Jimmy Johnson got the win at MIS, and they're off heading to California in Sonoma this weekend. That's your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. 248-848-1130 at Sports Night with Parker and the Man for a Monday. John Davis in for Rob. You can check us at parkerandtheman.com if you want to watch the show and not just listen to it. Tommy, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. What you got?
How you doing, Mark?
What's up?
Mark? And, John, this is Tommy from Detroit. I called before.
Good to hear from you again, then.
What's going on?
So I listen to you and Rob's show just about every day.
You're the one. Good for you.
It was a 5-game sweep by the San Antonio Spurs.
It's another 5-game sweep. The first one since the Pistons' 5-game sweep of the Lakers.
Yeah. And, Mark, have you heard about that sign and trade that New Orleans Pelicans supposed to be doing with Greg Monroe?
I know they're interested. I know they want to see if they can get something done. And I think that Stan Van Gundy, one of the first things he said was, let's see what's up with G-Money. And it would not shock me if this happened in pretty short order. I think this could happen. Something could happen in that respect, yes.
You think it would be a good trade? Who could they get from the New Orleans?
To tell you this. I think right now, look, Van Gundy is going to play a lot of this by addition by subtraction. I'm not so sure he's sold that Greg Monroe is the guy for the future here. So they'll get something in return. I hope it's draft picks. Be honest, I'd like to see the Pistons start to stockpile a couple of those. We're fresh out in this town of real good draft picks to add to what you already have. I'd like to add some of that.
That's a young big man to be giving up on and sending and shipping them out.
Tommy, I got to tell you, I like the guy like you do. From day one, I saw him in Vegas at the Summer League. I went to the Cox Pavilion, really liked him, talked to him that day and said, this guy's got something going on. But there are 50 guys in the NBA that do what he does.
All right, Mark.
Why, you not like it? You know, I'm not trying to dissuade you. If you think that's a horrible deal, tell me it's a horrible deal. Tell me anything involving Greg Monroe anywhere else is horrible unless they're getting something unbelievable back in return. You can tell me that.
Well, okay, so you still haven't told me what they're going to get from New Orleans to help them. Ryan Anderson
But I would rather have those. I would have rather have the Pelicans draft picks.
Yeah, I want the Pelicans picks. I'm not that concerned what professional current player on their roster you'd be giving me, because you're nowhere near ready to win anything anyhow. So what difference does it make? That's why I just said I don't. There's nobody you could offer me from the Pelicans that would blow my mind
and say I got to get this guy.
So you think they're gonna give up their draft pick for Griffin Roof? Come on now.
Well, I would not ton of draft picks, but I would think there'd be a one and a two, maybe two of them. I'm telling you right now, the Pistons are in dire need of stockpiling. You don't even have a first round pick. What if you could get into the first round on this draft? I'd take that. I don't know if that would be the case on this trade, but right now you got the 38th pick in the draft.
Right.
That's what you're going in. He and Bauer go into their first year at the helm. They got a second round pick at number 38.
Right.
And nothing in the future. I mean, they need that. That's what the Pistons. Joe D lived on that. He lived on stockpiling some picks and then maneuvering. Everybody who hated the way he drafted have to remember he turned Mateen Cleaves into something else. He turned Rodney White into something else. He didn't just sit there with those guys. He made other moves that got other picks that helped them in 04 to win a championship.
I think Joe Dumars went away from his strength, which was seeing the players on other teams that already had developed and trading for them.
Well, I think you're right. I think at the end you're right on there, Tommy. I think that was what his strength was, and towards the end he just couldn't. It just didn't. It started to spiral, and he couldn't figure out a way to get it up through the latrine. You know what I mean? Couldn't get it back up through the water. You know, to go instead of it just going down the crapper.
Hey, I wanted to ask you one more thing. How come you haven't got any pizza places from Detroit to
We just had Sergeant Pepperoni's on last week from on Woodward.
On Woodward?
Yeah.
Woodward and what?
Right there, like by 10 blocks from Comerica.
Oh, 10 blocks from Comerica?
Yeah, Sergeant Pepperoni's we had them last week.
In Midtown.
Yeah, at the Majestic Theater Center.
Oh, okay. All right.
So see? Ha-ha, Tommy, we did. Thanks, man.
And that was a good pie.
Talk to you later, dude.
All right.
We got Luigi's Pizza tonight. It's Luigi's Pizza Cafe on Plymouth Road in Livonia. And
it is the Popeye's Pizza.
And it just shimmers with the cheese, the whole dealio, if you know what I'm saying. What's up, Casey? Yo, dude.
Hey, what's happening?
Today, while I'm young.
What's that? While you're young?
I've tried. See if I can sneak it by you.
Yeah. How come no intro music or no nothing for John there?
Nothing for John?
For Davidson?
You mean like, why don't we have an intro made for him?
Yeah.
You mean kind of like this? Hey, turn the thing on, Gary. Kind of like Art Neal's? Like we should get one of these? Hold on. Listen to this.
Oh, boy.
His name is Art Neal. He hates the color teal. Saginaw's TV5 is where he does his spiel. Now he sells cars, he'll make you a deal. Even one with a beep, beep, steering wheel. Art knows his sports, he has that feel. He's always on an even keel. You ought to see his demo reel.
Art Neal, take one. Hello, I'm Art Neal. Tonight's game featured a game-winning shot. Back to you, Jim.
Makes you squeal like a California seal. An orange will peel and not with his heel. For a meal, he eats eel. Yes, his name is Art Neal, and he likes Jessica Biel.
Art Neal.
He won't be here all week, but hey, try the Biel.
Huh?
There you go.
Wait a minute. Casey, I got to talk to my people.
Just substitute every time you heard Art Neal for John Davis.
Well, you got to make Bernie Fratto nervous and jealous.
Don't make me play his too.
There you go. How could you forget Trevor Hoffman?
You know what? I guess Trevor Hoffman, a closer, I suppose. I probably should have said.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the point. I did forget Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah.
600 saves, and I forgot the guy because all those saves were in San Diego.
Yeah, and it's Steve Garvey when
it
wasn't having all those.
Garvey wasn't. No. Garvey's a Dodger forever and ever. I could never put Garvey in that. I mentioned Garvey's name, but I could never put him as a memorable Padre.
Well, all his kids were in L.A. anyhow and all over.
How about Champ Summers? Champ, when Champ left the Tigers, went to San Diego. Was a Padre in that? Wasn't he on that team in 84?
Champ Summers? No, he's been gone by then.
You think he was gone by 84?
He was.
Really?
I thought Champ was on that team for some reason.
Well, who was it? Nate Colbert.
I said Nate Colbert. Yeah. I threw him out there. I said, is that maybe the second biggest name in Padre history behind Tony Gwynn?
Casey, I went with the Chicken.
There you go, man.
And he was right. The Chicken's more famous. Late. Chicken's more famous internationally than Tony Gwynn.
He won a lawsuit, too, didn't he?
Hold on. I got to look at Champ Summers. Go ahead.
Casey,
what's going on,
Casey? Yeah.
I was surprised you guys didn't mention the passing of Casey Kasem.
We were getting to that.
No, I was going to get to Casey and to Chuck Noll, too. We never mentioned Chuck Noll's passing.
Yeah, just, you know.
Everybody's talked about Casey Kasem. What more can we add? We already said that he was. And by the way, yes, Champ Summers both played in the NLCS and the World Series in 84.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did. He played against the Tigers, and he played against the Cubs. He didn't get a hit.
He didn't?
No.
Okay.
I just remember Kurt Bobakwa had that, highlight playoff.
Champ Summers' last year in baseball was 84 with San Diego.
Oh, okay. Well, he didn't play very much, or he wasn't enough to bring him over the top, that's for sure.
No, he did not.
Yeah. But just speaking of Casey Kasem, you know, well goes out to his family and all his fans and everything, but I heard the guy was a little bit of an egomaniac. He had a plan to live forever. But he would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for his meddling kids.
Was that the plan, to live past 82 at least? Hey, I told a story last week, Casey. We saw Casey, at the last radio reunion. We had it at the Sheraton Novi over there in Novi. And he was not looking well then. But he always made sure whenever Art Volo had a radio reunion that he would... Don't talk with your mouth full, Wilson. That he would show up and he would be a part of it, and he did, and he was gracious, and he was terrific. He took pictures with everybody. I've still got mine. Michelle McCormick, I realize that you guys may remember her from the old days.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle posted a beautiful picture of her and Casey on Facebook. So he was a Detroit guy. He went to Northwestern High School, a place that has produced so many great people.
Including me.
And including John, and he's just one of the many that have come from Northwestern. Entertainment, politics, music, you name it. Mary Wilson went to Northwestern. A bunch of people. I'm slighting a lot of people. Willie Horton went to Northwestern High School.
Yep. Well, he was iconic, and he never forgot where he came from, and that was always nice because he was always somebody that Detroit could, you know, hold up to high and say, you know what, he came from Detroit, and Detroit ain't such a bad place. So, like I say, my best go out to his family and obviously all his friends, and let's hope Seacrest doesn't bleed every dollar out of him like that. He did with Dick Clark, so.
Is that Seacrest?
Stop.
Yeah. You know what I want to talk about, guys? And I called on Friday when they released Houston. You know what? This is Dominican Sue. If he had settled up, you know, early on, renegotiate his contract, we'd be able to get this Brendan Flowers from Kansas City. Now, who do you cut? Do you cut LeSure? You know, what do you got to do? You got to get real creative. I really think Lawan's hands are tied, you know, because of Ndamukong Suh wanting to be Ndamukong Suh, having his name out there, because his name isn't out there once he restructures or when he says, I'm not going to stay here, and it just has to play for a contract. So I really put this on him to say, you know, you really want to help this defense, you want to get more sacks. So the only way you're going to get more sacks is by having a better secondary. This is your chance. You know, sign the contract, you know, make it a little more cap-friendly, and maybe we can get a Brendan Flowers. That's the only thing I'm thinking on this is, you know, that secondary going into the season, they are not going to win as many games as they did last year.
Well, and thanks, KC. Brendan Flowers, to me, I'm so tired of this number now. This is all they do anymore, is scan whoever's available who's already been thrown away by somebody else. And I know a lot of teams
and
do that.
And pick them up.
But that's what the Lions are totally doing. They did it with Rasheed Mathis and got a little lucky. I mean, let's not put him on a Pro Bowl team yet. They obviously did it when they dumped Chris Houston in the first place. Now it's Brendan Flowers' turn. And what, if I'm Flowers, I don't know if I got any other offer, I'm going somewhere else but here. Although I guess you could start over Darius Slay pretty quickly.
Yeah.
If that's the case. But well, last I looked, Andy Reid needed a pretty good DB. What was wrong with Brendan Flowers? I don't think that was totally a cap thing. I think there was other
internal issues.
Mm-hmm. The United States has a 2-1 lead. So this has changed while we've been talking here.
Really?
Yes. And I guess we're at the 90th plus right now, so it's right towards the end. Very exciting finish. United States leads
in stoppage time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I have no idea. 2-1, and there's still no score in the Tiger game, third inning. 248-848-1130, we're having Luigi's Pizza Cafe, and we're enjoying it immensely. They're right there on Plymouth Road in Livonia. John Davison for Rob on Detroit's 1130 WDFM The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
The following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
All right, got a sports rep coming up in a little while, so stand by for that. But we've got a situation with USA and Ghana and the Tigers in Kansas City. We're in a situation mode, John Davis.
Situation.
Situation unknown. But first I want to tell you that wherever you are in this great Metro D of ours, you just spent a weekend, you just took the car, it's hot outside now, you went up north, you did whatever you did. I think Cedar Point's now open. They don't have
Cedar
any problems.
Cedar Point.
No problems right now.
The people water main has been fixed.
Water main's been fixed, and people ain't beating the heck out of each other over there. So maybe you went there. In any case, you know what I'm talking about here. I'm saying, look, whatever service you need on your vehicle, even if it's just routine maintenance, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care. They offer free inspections, guarantee the lowest prices in town. Rob has been a frequent guest, and you'll be back on the road safe and sound pretty much the same day. Expert Car Care, everything. We're talking something as simple as a wiper blade or as major as replacing an entire engine or transmission. And if you mention Parker and the Man that you're watching
get?
Right now, I'll tell you what you get. You get a free oil change and, with any work done, and a free front wheel alignment if you need one. That's over $100, no holla, John Davidson savings, just for saying Parker and the Man, for that cartoon character right next to you there.
This guy and that guy.
Expert, X-P-E-R-T, Brian, Mike, the great people over there, they're ready for you. 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one stop auto repair shop.